Hey there. Ready for a deep dive? One that could honestly change how you think about money and business.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're really going deep on Morgan Housel's The Psychology of Money and using all those notes and highlights you guys sent in as our guide.
Oh,
But
sounds good.
We're not just talk personal finance here.
Right.
We're going to extract like all that business wisdom buried in these pages,
yeah,
especially when it comes to making smarter decisions.
You know what I think is so interesting about this book is how Housel weaves together like
Oh, yeah.
psychology, history, and finance in a way that's insightful but also entertaining.
Coley.
He really challenges that traditional idea that being good with money is just knowing formulas or strategies.
Yeah, and right away he throws us a curveball
Oh, yeah.
with that story about Ronald Reed,
Right.
the janitor, remember,
Yeah.
who made millions just by investing consistently over decades.
Yeah.
But then he contrasts Reed with Richard Fuscone, who's this Harvard-educated financial whiz
Right.
who ends up bankrupt.
Yeah, that's a pretty stark contrast.
Huge juxtaposition, right?
It really shows what Housel calls those soft skills of financial success.
Okay.
Red, with his patience, discipline, and long-term vision,
Yeah.
ended up doing better than someone with supposedly, you know,
Yay.
far greater financial expertise.
Yeah, it's wild.
Think about it. Red wasn't trying to time the market or chase hot stocks.
Nope.
He was just in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Consistently investing, letting compounding work its magic.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The long game is something Housel really emphasizes.
He does.
He even uses that fascinating analogy of a slightly cooler summer.
Right.
Eventually causing an ice age.
It's crazy to think about that such a tiny change over time can snowball into something so massive.
It's mind-boggling.
It really is.
It really is.
And that's compounding for you. And it's a principle that applies just as strongly in business as it does in investing.
Oh, 100%.
Think about building a brand, creating customer loyalty, or even, you know, developing a really solid product.
These things take time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't just happen overnight.
Nope.
They need consistent effort over time.
Yeah.
But the payoff can be huge.
It makes me think of that statistic about Warren Buffett.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
How almost all of his wealth was made after he turned 50.
Right.
That really speaks to the power of playing the long game.
Absolutely.
So how can someone in business, you know, really cultivate these soft skills of patience, discipline, and having that long-term vision?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
What advice would you give based on what Housel says? The first thing I'd say is you got to shift your thinking away from short-term gains and quick fixes.
Okay.
It's all about building something sustainable for your business,
even if
it means you got to sacrifice something in the short term.
Right.
You know, it's like planting a tree. You know, you don't expect to see fruit the next day.
No, of course not.
You nurture it.
Yeah.
You give it time to grow.
You got to give it time.
And eventually, it'll bear fruit.
Yeah.
Often more than you could have imagined.
That's such a good analogy.
Thanks.
So much of business success seems to be about, like, delayed gratification.
Yes.
About resisting that urge to go for the quick win.
Exactly.
And instead focusing on building something that will last.
You got it.
Absolutely.
And that takes discipline.
Yes.
Which is another crucial soft skill Housel talks about.
Okay.
It's about having the willpower to stick with your plan, even when things get tough, even when you get distracted.
You got to have that willpower.
Yeah, you got to be consistent in your effort,
what?
Even when you don't see those results right away.
Yeah, I feel like that's the hardest part.
For sure.
Okay, so we got patience, discipline. What about that long-term vision?
Right.
How can business leaders even develop that?
Yeah.
Especially in a world that's constantly changing and throwing curveballs.
That's a great question. Housel talks a lot about the importance of understanding history.
Oh, okay.
Of learning from the mistakes and successes of the people who came before you.
Okay.
He argues that by looking at the past, we can get valuable insights into how markets and businesses work.
Okay.
And we can develop a better sense of what's likely to work or not work in the future.
So it's not just about looking ahead, it's about looking back as well.
Exactly.
You know, learning from history, recognizing patterns, and using that knowledge to make smarter decisions.
Exactly.
Right. Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, and he also talks about being adaptable, right?
Okay.
About recognizing that the business world is always evolving and being willing to, you know, adjust your course.
Yeah.
He uses this cool analogy about blackjack card counting.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
He talks about how the best card counters aren't trying to predict every single card.
Right.
It's more about understanding the odds.
Yeah.
And adjusting your bets as you go.
Exactly.
So how does that apply to business?
I think it's about having that margin of safety.
Okay.
You know, like a buffer that allows you to handle unexpected things.
Right.
And make adjustments without, you know, putting your whole business at risk.
Okay.
So in business, this could mean having cash reserves.
Right.
Diversifying what you offer, building a flexible team that can pivot quickly, or even just being ready to change your strategy when you need to.
So it's not about trying to control everything. It's more about being prepared for the unexpected and having that ability to adapt.
You got it.
I love that. It's such an important concept, especially now.
For sure, for sure.
When the business world is so volatile.
Absolutely.
Now, Housel also tells this really interesting story about Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah.
Highlighting how a bunch of lucky breaks helped him on his journey to becoming a tech titan.
It's a good reminder that hard work and talent are essential, of course.
Of course.
But luck and timing also play a role in success.
For sure.
Gates was brilliant, super driven.
Yeah.
But he also got lucky being in the right place at the right time. Like going to one of the few high schoolers with a computer back then.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's pretty wild when you think about it.
It is.
How different things could have been.
Right. But then Housel contrasts Gates' story with his friend Kent Evans.
Oh, right. Right.
Who was just as brilliant, but tragically died young.
That's right.
And it really reminds you that life is unpredictable. Yeah. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, things don't work out the way you planned.
It's a sobering thought, for sure.
It is. It is.
But I think it should make us more humble, you know?
Okay.
And give us a more realistic view of risk in business.
It also makes you think about building a supportive environment where you can forgive yourself and others because sometimes success and failure are influenced by things we can't control.
You know, speaking of risk,
Housel
says that one of the most valuable things money can buy is control over your time.
Oh, absolutely.
He stresses
how
important it is to have the freedom to make choices that match your values and priorities.
Yeah.
Whether that's spending time with family, pursuing your passions,
totally,
or even just having the flexibility to walk away from a bad situation.
That resonates with me a lot.
You too.
It's about recognizing that time is our most valuable resource.
Yes.
And having the financial security to use that time in a way that brings us fulfillment that's truly priceless.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
But achieving that kind of freedom, it often takes a long-term perspective.
Absolutely.
Willingness to delay gratification.
Yeah.
And a commitment to building that strong financial foundation.
You're right. Yeah. And that's where those soft skills we discussed earlier become so important.
Okay.
You know, patience, discipline, and that long-term vision.
Right.
It's about understanding that true wealth isn't about material possessions.
Right.
It's about having that freedom and flexibility to live a life that's truly meaningful to you.
This is all so thought-provoking.
I know, right.
And I can already see how these ideas can be applied to make better business decisions.
Yeah.
Let's dive deeper into some of the other key insights from the psychology of money after a quick break.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. Compounding, patience, discipline, long-term vision. What other gems can we pull from the psychology of money that might be helpful in the business world?
One that really stands out to me is Housel's discussion of those appealing fictions, those narratives we cling to, especially when we just want some certainty in a world full of unknowns.
Right, right.
He talks about how these stories, whether it's market forecasts, get-rich-quick schemes, or even our own biases, can really lead us to make decisions that aren't in our best interests.
So how do these appealing fictions actually show up in business?
Oh, in so many ways. Think about the dot-com bubble.
Okay.
So many people were just swept up in all the hype.
Right.
Believing any company with .com at the end of its name would be huge.
They were all in.
The story was so captivating.
Yeah.
And the fear of missing out, you know, FOMO, it was so powerful.
Yeah.
People were pouring money into companies without even looking at the fundamentals.
Wow.
And it all led to that massive crash.
So it's about being able to tell the difference between a good story and a good investment.
Exactly.
Hype versus reality.
Yeah.
How can business leaders develop that kind of discernment?
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Housel emphasizes being skeptical,
okay,
questioning assumptions, and really digging deep for evidence. Don't just take the narrative at face value.
Right.
Challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
Test it.
Okay.
Look for data that either supports it or refutes it.
Such a crucial point, especially now with information overload.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so easy to get caught up in the hype without stopping to think critically.
Yeah, and it's not just about those external narratives.
Right.
It's also about recognizing our own internal biases.
Okay.
The stories we tell ourselves that could be clouding our judgment.
Yeah, yeah.
House talks about how emotions,
yeah,
fears,
yeah,
and even our desires can impact our financial decisions,
right,
sometimes in ways that aren't rational at all.
It's all about self-awareness then.
Yeah.
That ability to step back and question your own assumptions and motivations.
Exactly.
So how can business leaders develop that self-awareness?
One way is to surround yourself with people who challenge your thinking.
Okay.
People who offer different perspectives.
Yeah.
And push you to consider alternatives.
Mm.
It's about building a culture of open communication.
Yeah.
Where it's safe to question assumptions and challenge the status quo.
It's not about being right all the time.
Nope.
It's about being open to learning and growing,
mm-hmm,
and admitting when you're wrong.
Exactly.
Which can be tough sometimes.
No, for sure.
Speaking of learning.
Yeah.
Housel makes this distinction between being rich and being wealthy.
Yes. Such an important distinction.
What is it exactly?
He says being rich is often about outward appearances.
Okay.
Having a lot of things.
Showing it off.
Yeah, showing off.
Right.
But being wealthy is more about financial security,
okay,
freedom,
mm-hmm,
and control over your time.
Having the resources to live a meaningful life.
Exactly.
Without being tied to a job or a boss.
You got it.
So it's not about how much money you have. It's about what that money allows you to do.
That's it.
It's about having the freedom to make choices that align with your values.
And that freedom.
Yeah.
That control over your time and life is incredibly valuable, both personally and professional.
Totally. Totally agree.
You know, Housel also makes this interesting observation about truly wealthy people.
Okay. What's that?
They often don't flaunt their wealth.
Real
they live below their means, save diligently,
okay,
and invest wisely, mm-hmm, without drawing attention to themselves.
It's like a paradox.
It is.
We associate wealth with extravagant spending.
Right.
But it sounds like real wealth is built on being frugal and delaying gratification.
It really is.
What lessons can business leaders take from that?
It's a reminder that building a successful business isn't about chasing quick profits or spending lavishly.
Okay.
It's about being smart with your resources,
mm-hmm,
investing wisely,
yeah,
and focusing on long-term sustainability.
So building a solid foundation, a business that can weather any storm.
Exactly. And that takes discipline, foresight, and yeah, a willingness to make sacrifices in the short term for the sake of long-term growth.
Makes sense. Now, Housel also talks about this shift in American consumer culture after World War II.
Oh, right, right.
Where rising inequality,
mm-hmm,
coupled with everyone wanting an equal lifestyle,
yeah,
led to this culture of overspending and debt.
It's like everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses,
yeah,
even if it means living beyond their means.
It's a really interesting point, and it makes you think about how that affects businesses.
Absolutely.
Think about how this impacts your pricing,
yeah,
your marketing,
right,
even the products and services you offer.
It's about understanding your target audience, their psychology.
Oh, wait.
What are their hopes, their anxieties,
mm-hmm,
their financial realities?
Right.
You have to be sensitive to the fact that a lot of people are struggling financially.
Yeah.
Even if they're trying to maintain a certain image.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Offering products or services that meet people's needs without taking advantage of them.
You got it.
Or encouraging them to spend more than they can afford.
Yeah, exactly. It's about being ethical and responsible.
Yeah.
Even as you're trying to be successful.
Such an important message, especially in today's business world.
Oh, totally agree.
Where profit seems to be the only thing that matters sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not just about ethics. It's also about building a sustainable business.
Okay.
If you're always pushing people to spend beyond their means,
right,
you're setting yourself up for trouble.
Yeah, you're building on shaky ground.
Exactly.
It's about building a business that's profitable. Yes.
Yeah.
But also aligned with your values.
Mm-hmm.
And that contributes positively to the world.
Absolutely.
I like that. Now, let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about something Housel dives into quite a bit.
Okay.
Saving.
Saving, yeah.
He says, building wealth is more about your savings rate than your income or investment returns.
It's a powerful concept.
It's a simple idea, but often overlooked.
Yes, absolutely.
He uses the example of the 1970s oil crisis to illustrate this point.
Oh.
The world thought we were running out of oil.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
And we didn't just find more oil.
Right.
We became way more efficient with what we already had.
Exactly.
So what does this mean for our personal finances?
It means focusing on saving and being efficient with our money.
Yeah.
Has a much bigger impact on our long-term financial well-being than trying to time the market.
I see.
Or chasing high returns.
So it's about making the most of what we have.
Exactly.
He also says you don't need a specific reason to save.
Okay.
Saving for goals is great, but saving for the unexpected,
yeah,
for those curveballs life throws at you, is just as important.
Like a safety net.
Exactly.
You might not know what you need it for,
yeah,
but when you need it,
you'll be glad you have it.
You'll be incredibly grateful.
It's about having that peace of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this leads to another crucial point.
Okay.
Housel says we have to accept that things will go wrong.
That's tough.
It is, yep. But it's reality in investing, just like in life.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's always risk.
Right.
You can be wrong half the time and still be incredibly successful.
Okay.
As long as you're managing risk effectively.
So the key is not letting those setbacks completely derail you.
Exactly.
It's about bouncing back.
You got it.
Now he gives the example of venture capital,
right,
where failure is almost expected.
Yeah.
Most startups fail.
Right.
But the ones that succeed make up for all the losses.
And then some.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's about having a diversified approach.
Okay.
Knowing that some ventures will fail.
Right.
While others will succeed.
And the same applies to business decisions.
Absolutely.
Not everything will be a home run.
It's about experimenting,
mm-hmm,
learning from your mistakes,
yeah,
and iterating until you find what works.
It's not about avoiding failure completely.
Right.
It's about having the resilience to get back up and keep moving forward.
I love that.
Me too. Mm. Now, Housel shares this somewhat uncomfortable story about a dentist giving financial advice.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. With disastrous results.
It really highlights the risks of giving advice, especially when it comes to money.
Yeah.
It's such a personal and complex topic.
Yeah.
Everyone's situation is unique.
Right.
Their goals, their risk tolerance, it's all different.
What might be a good investment for one person?
Exactly.
Could be a terrible one for someone else.
That's it.
So what's the takeaway for us?
Be mindful of the advice you give and receive.
Okay.
Always consider the source,
mm-hmm,
the context,
right,
and your own personal circumstances.
Yeah.
Before making any financial decisions.
Especially big ones.
Yes, especially big ones.
We also have to remember that financial advice is often colored by the advisor's own experiences and biases.
Oh, absolutely.
What worked for them might not work for you.
It's so important to do your own research, understand the risks,
right,
and make choices that align with your own goals and values.
I like that. So what are some specific things we can do to make better financial decisions?
Well, Housel starts with humility.
Okay.
Especially when things are going well.
Interesting.
It's easy to let success go to your head. Yeah. But it's important to remember that luck often plays a role.
Right.
Stay grounded. Mm-hmm. Stay humble.
Okay.
And always be prepared for the unexpected.
He also emphasizes forgiveness and compassion.
Oh, yeah.
When things go wrong.
Especially when things go wrong.
Failure is a part of life.
It is.
And it's often a great learning opportunity.
Exactly.
Don't dwell on your mistakes.
Yeah.
Learn from them. Adjust your approach.
Mm-hmm.
And keep moving forward.
That's so important in the business world.
I know, right?
Where failure is often seen as this terrible thing.
It's about creating a culture where failure is seen as a chance to grow and innovate.
Yes.
Not something to be scared of or punished for.
Totally agree.
Now, Housel brings up that idea of using money to gain control over your time again.
Yeah, it's such a valuable concept.
It's about having the flexibility to do what you want when you want,
mm-hmm,
without being tied to a job. It's about pursuing your passions.
Yeah.
Spending time with loved ones.
Huh?
Living life on your terms.
And it's not just about retiring early.
Right.
It's about having the financial means to make choices that truly matter to you.
You got it.
He also talks about being kind and not being flashy with your wealth.
Oh, yeah.
It's a reminder that true wealth isn't about material things.
Right.
It's about relationships, experiences,
mm-hmm,
the impact you have on the world.
It's about focusing on what truly matters.
Yeah.
Not trying to impress people with superficial displays of wealth.
Generosity and kindness are much more impressive than a fancy car.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now let's circle back to saving.
Okay.
Housel really urges us to just save, even if there's no specific reason.
He says it's about building that cushion that can help you weather storms, seize opportunities, and achieve your goals.
Now, he also talks about defining the cost of success and being prepared to pay it.
That's a good one.
Success rarely comes easy.
It does.
It often takes hard work, sacrifice, even embracing some discomfort.
It's true.
Before you jump into anything, you have to know what you're willing to give up to reach your goals.
He makes a good analogy with Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Tickets are pricey, but you get that unforgettable experience.
Yeah.
The trade-off is clear.
It's worth it.
It is.
So with investing, higher returns often come with higher risks.
Absolutely.
It's about understanding that trade-off, being willing to pay the price for the potential reward.
And Hassel also reminds us to worship room for error.
What does he mean by that?
It's about having a margin of safety.
Okay.
A buffer to protect you from unexpected events.
Right.
So you can stay in the game even when things go wrong.
So being prepared for the worst, but hoping for the best.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is interesting.
Okay.
He advises against making extreme financial decisions.
Right.
Why is that?
Our goals change over time.
Yeah.
And the more extreme your past decisions were, the more likely you are to regret them later.
So it's about finding balance.
Yeah.
Enjoying the present, but also planning for the future.
It's about making sustainable choices that allow you to adjust your course without messing up your long-term financial well-being.
Now, let's talk about something really relevant today.
Okay.
Navigating this world of hidden wealth and shifting expectations.
Right, right.
Hassel says most truly wealthy people don't show off their money.
Yeah.
They live below their means, save diligently, invest wisely.
Mm-hmm.
All without drawing attention to themselves.
And he talks about how American consumer culture has drastically changed since World War II.
Yes.
Rising inequality and the desire for an equal lifestyle have led to a culture of overspending and debt.
It's a tough cycle to break.
It is.
Think about how this affects your business.
Okay.
Are you pricing your products based on what people can actually afford or on some aspirational lifestyle that's out of reach for many?
That's such an important question to consider.
Especially when so many people are struggling financially.
Absolutely.
It's not just about the price tag, though.
Right.
It's about understanding your target market psychology.
Yes.
Their values.
Mm-hmm.
Their aspirations.
Yeah.
Their financial worries.
It's a lot to consider.
It is.
So how do we balance this desire for a good life with financial constraints?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
It's about finding a balance between enjoying today and planning for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Making choices that match your values and priorities.
Yeah. Not just getting swept up in consumerism.
It's
about figuring out what really matters to you.
Yeah.
And making financial decisions that support those goals.
It's about defining your own version of success.
And remember, true wealth isn't about how much stuff you have.
Right.
It's about the freedom and flexibility to live a life that's meaningful to you.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. It really is. And, you know, one of the things that makes this book so interesting is that it's not just about numbers.
Or, like, strategies.
Yeah.
It's about human psychology, understanding the emotions and biases that really drive our money choices.
He totally challenges that classic view of finance that assumes people are rational and always act in their best interest.
Yeah.
But as Hassel shows, that's just not true.
It's not. It's not.
We're all influenced by our emotions, biases, even stories that might not be true.
And that's where the psychology of money comes in, right?
Exactly.
It's about understanding those psychological factors that shape our financial behavior.
Both individually and as a whole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how can business leaders use these ideas to make smarter decisions?
I think a big one is understanding your customer's psychology.
Okay.
What are they hoping for?
Mm.
What are their fears?
Yeah.
What makes them open their wallets?
He also talks about the importance of building trust.
Oh, absolutely.
Saying people are more likely to do business with those they trust. People who share their values and have their best interests at heart.
That's huge, especially now with so much distrust out there.
It feels like it's everywhere.
People are skeptical of big companies. Mm-hmm. They're bombarded with marketing.
Right.
They want authenticity and transparency.
So how could businesses build that trust?
It starts with honesty and transparency.
Okay.
Be upfront about your pricing,
mm-hmm.
your policies, your values.
Okay.
You got to deliver on your promises and go above and beyond with customer service.
And be authentic too.
Yeah, exactly.
Show your human side. connect with customers on a personal level.
People want to do business with people.
Right.
Not with faceless corporations.
Yeah, they want to feel heard and understood.
Exactly.
Valued.
Valued.
Yes.
Yes.
Valued. Helzel Hill also talks about having a long-term perspective.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just for financial planning, but for building a business as well.
It's about understanding that real success takes time and effort and a willingness to wait for the payoff.
It's about creating a strong foundation for your business.
Exactly.
Even if it means some sacrifices in the short term.
Which can be hard in today's world.
But no.
Where everyone wants instant results.
But it's crucial, right?
It is.
If you're always chasing that quick win,
yeah,
you might make decisions that hurt your long-term goals.
You could end up undermining yourself.
So it's about discipline, long-term vision,
yeah,
and playing the long game.
You got it.
Speaking of unexpected events,
yeah,
Helzel talks a lot about saving for them.
Right, having that financial cushion.
Yeah. To weather those inevitable storms.
But in business, how do you even save for the unimaginable?
Exactly.
How do you prepare for those black swan events?
Those unpredictable things that have a massive impact.
Like the 2008 financial crisis or the pandemic?
Right, right.
It's a question every business leader should be thinking about.
For sure.
It's about building resilience into your business model.
Okay.
Diversifying your income. Having a flexible team.
Oh, hey.
And maybe most importantly, being open to uncertainty and change.
Being proactive, not reactive.
Yes.
Anticipating challenges, having a backup plan.
Always learning, adapting, evolving as the business world changes.
So understanding the psychology of money is just as vital as understanding the numbers.
Couldn't agree more.
It's recognizing that financial decisions are rarely just about logic.
Yeah.
They're tied to emotions, biases, and stories that might not even be true.
Absolutely.
And by understanding that, we can make better choices, personally and professionally.
Well said.
Wow, this has been such an insightful deep dive.
It has.
There's so much wisdom in this book.
Absolutely.
And I feel like we've only scratched the surface.
I think we have too, but it's a great starting point.
It is.
I highly recommend this book to anyone who wants to understand money, finance, and human behavior better.
Absolutely. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss out on more deep dives like this. See you next time.